Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to go right to Pastor John Kilpatrick. He's the pastor of Church of His Presence, and what he's saying about a prophetic word and how it uplifts us. When you hear a word from God spoken over you, it can change your destiny. Let's go there now.
Think about it, a prophetic word that when God speaks prophetically to this leader, you know, Jehoshaphat, he has to have faith in that word. He has to repeat that word publicly, and people have to line up with that word publicly. But if we'll do all those things, if we'll do all those things, guess what? Then God's going to do what he said he's going to do. But the word has to be spoken first. Imagine how much courage it took for Jehoshaphat to go, they just told me that this bigger than us army is coming against us and is going to destroy us. And now I have to go out and counteract that by saying, you're going to deliver us. I want you to listen to Brother Kilpatrick, John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence Ministry, speaking about the importance. Prophetic words mean nothing, really, if you don't speak them out. And if you don't believe what you speak out, they mean nothing. It's all about trusting God.
God gives a prophetic person a word. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I've often said, you can have something in your head, you can think about it for 25 years, and nothing will happen.
Right.
You got to get it out of your mouth. You know, even you in the audience and those of you watching the television, mm-hmm. when God gives you a word, you can mull over that word, you can think about it mentally for 25, 30 years, and nothing will happen.
True.
But when you get it out of your mouth, you give the Holy Spirit something to work with.
Yeah.
And so that morning, whenever I woke up, if I hadn't called you, you may have continued to suffer. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you didn't suffer because of me, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying that whenever you get something out of your mouth, you give the Holy Spirit something to work with, and you also put wind under that man's wings.
Right.
A prophetic word, and one of the reasons why the devil fights prophecy so bad in this hour is because when a person gives a prophetic word, it puts lift under their wings. And, you know, all of a sudden now you're stretching your wings and you're gliding.
Yeah.
You're not struggling anymore. You're gliding on
power
a prophetic
word. Power of two.
Yeah. On a prophetic word.
You stood with, you know, two agree is touching anything. The Bible says God said, I'll do it. And you gave power to me, and I started to soar again.
Sure.
And I would have been defeated. I was defeated. And now we're seeing miracles. Even when the pump ran dry at the first day of this conference, the water was gone. No toilets to flush. No water there. And it was like, oh, Jim, everybody's going to be mad. You know what? They thought it was an illustrated sermon. They thought, right. And when I first said it, they said, this is a test for the survival expo, you know.
And
boy, it was a test. We had to figure out how to get 1,000 people to flush their toilets without water.
And they're here and live.
And we survived.
We survived.
And we're putting backup on backup on backup. And God meant it for good.
Sure
he did.
But you know, a lot of times God's given me a minister with ministers. And I love ministers. Sometimes he'll just, you know, a person will come before my face, and I'll just see their face come before my face.
Yeah.
And I'll know that I need to call them. Well, a lot of times I'll just call them, check on them, but when I'm talking to them, the Lord will give me like a prophetic word for them, a word of encouragement or whatever. And so as I give that to them, it's tragic for God to give you something for somebody and you sit on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just sit on it.
Yeah.
You've got to get it out of your mouth.
Right.
Jesus said, speak to the mountain. He didn't say, think about the mountain.
Right.
He said, speak to the mountain.
That's what he said.
And you've got to speak to people. And the other thing is, the reason why the devil fights the prophetic so much in these last days is because people are going through hell.
Yes.
People are battling on their jobs. They're battling in the world. They're battling in their families. They're battling, you know, temptations and oppression and depression and all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
And sometimes just a sentence. Right. Or just a phrase can put lift back up under them.
Yes.
And they just glide.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I think many people languish in our churches today is because we've muffled and got lockjaw and will not speak prophetic words to people. And I don't understand that to save my life. I don't know. I was raised in a church in the Assemblies of God, but my pastor was prophetic. He was also loved Bible prophecy. He engendered that in me. So I grew up thinking that the prophetic was normal. And boy, did I get a surprise when I got up and I got out and I began to realize that many people don't care for Bible prophecy and they don't really care for the prophetic.
Right.
But I survive off of that. God helps me with that. And just as you sow that in other people's lives, God will give you a word when you need a word.
That's right.
But we need to, the Bible says, as you see the day approaching, encourage one another.
Yes.
You know, as you see the day approaching, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. But the Bible says, comfort one another.
Yes.
It says, comfort one another. The reason why so many people's depressed today is because they see these signs happening, but the preachers are not comforting their congregations.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not comforting each other talking about this. When we start talking about stock market falling and all that, it sounds negative as all get out to some people.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about earthquakes and things like that, it sounds negative and it sounds, you know, depressing. But to me, it encourages me because the Lord said, when you see these things, lift up your head because your redemption draws nigh.
Yeah.
That's so important. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick's a spiritual father to me. When we were transitioning from our previous studios to our present studios, it was a major shift we had to make rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave me a word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on that word every second, every else in the word, because I just lived in this prophetic word that was given to me about being able to do it. You know, God gave me a dream. He spoke to me very specifically, but he gave me a prophetic word that kind of carried us to this particular. It was a rapid grace movement. And the thing about it is we moved in it. We moved in what God said. We moved in the prophetic word. We spoke against all odds. We looked at people and said it can't be done. And here we are. And it just happens. And it's so exciting. It's exhilarating. But the truth is, it's like Jehoshaphat. The enemy is coming. There, he is bigger than your natural sense, but he's not bigger than God.
Absolutely.
So you have to be able to trust the word of God over you. And if you're somewhere where there is lockjaw, you're going to have to find the fresh, prophetic, living, active,
absolutely,
word of God, right?
Jesus said that we're not going to be able to survive on bread alone, but we're going to live by the proceeding word.
Proceeding word.
Out of God, you know? Yeah. That's where we live. We're called to be a prophetic people that hears the voice of God, speaks the word of God, and obeys the word of God. This is what we're called to do. It's our destiny.
That's why we always talk about abiding. When you abide with the Lord, you can do nothing outside of an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. It's John chapter 15. We have a simple, most people want to abide with God. They don't really have the concept down. We have that concept down for you in a simple way for you to be able to begin to abide. Is spending time with God, hiding his word in your heart, talking to God, listening to God, and doing what he tells you or impresses on you to do. We have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. And what happens when you abide with the Lord, he's going to begin to speak to you. So when you do get a prophetic word, maybe through VFN TV, you know, maybe from a Pastor John Kilpatrick, or your pastor, it's going to bear witness of what you already heard in your time with
That's
God.
Right.
You got to begin to abide with him. And if you're hanging out with Jesus, he's hanging out with you, and nothing's impossible. Even if you're Shadrach, Meshach, and Mr. Abednego, and the fire is hot, the government's against you, God can even be with you in the fire.
What a program this has been, going back and looking at the specific things that God has been telling us. We've been doing that for quite some time. If you missed our earlier programs, you need to go catch them all. And you can at VFNTV.com. But I want to encourage you to set your DVRs to record this program every single day. So you get whatever available time you have, you can go back and watch it, because these are timely words for this season and we need to be able to prepare. I want to be able to pray with you. Don't forget, we're here for you. You can contact us by going to VFNTV.com, or you can call us at 844-40-VFNTV. We are here and we're walking this out together. Father God, we just love you. We thank you for these men of God who just shared their hearts and listened to what you said, God, and you prepared us. We pray for this marshal, God, if that does happen, God, that you would put somebody who has your heart at the leadership to be able to get this nation to the place that you want it to be in your will, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, that you would truly end abortion, send revival to the church, and send a third great awakening to America, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends.
We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.